All right, this clip of Trump just pissed me off, and it seems like it also pissed off Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, because he swiftly fired back and said that Trump's silence, or the U.S. silence over Russian attacks, encouraged Putin and emboldened Putin. And you know what? I'll take it one step further. Trump's actions, everything Trump has done since taking office, has only made it easier and easier for Putin to do what he did last night, which was another major strike. I mean, Trump's special envoy to Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, this guy works in the Trump admin. He posted early this morning, "This is Kyiv. The indiscriminate killing of women and children at night in their homes is a clear violation of the 1977 Geneva Peace Protocols designed to protect innocence. These attacks are shameful. Stop the killing. Cease fire now." So at least someone in the Trump admin has a little bit of, you know, common sense. But Trump today gets in front of the camera and basically is implying that Putin has changed. He doesn't know what happened to Putin. This isn't the Putin that he knew. The Putin that he knew and loved would never do this. It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard coming from the U.S. president in a clearly demented state. To all the Trump supporters that are watching my videos and leaving troll comments, at least listen to the words coming out of my mouth, because I was having a cozy hotel room night. I was about to start watching a movie when I saw this clip of the president spewing Russian propaganda, and I was like, I have to open my laptop and make a video about this. So by the way, drop a like, make sure you subscribe below to help keep the mission going, to join the crew. I'm grateful for everything you guys have helped me build. But to the Trump supporters watching, I want you to listen to this. Because this is the United States president not knowing his enemy. Number one, rule number one is know your enemy. Vladimir Putin, since his rise to power, has been an authoritarian, autocratic, murderous dictator. His rise to power involved all of those things that I just said. And then since then, it's only gotten worse as he's accumulated power, consolidated power, and gotten older and older. And Trump implies in this clip that something happened to Putin. This isn't the Putin that he knew and he loved one day. It's absolutely disgusting. Before we jump in, let's just start here. This article reads, "Boasting before his inauguration as U.S. president that he could end the war in 24 hours, he has instead emboldened the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, by declining to impose pressure for an immediate ceasefire backed by Europe or meaningful sanctions. Since Trump's two-hour phone call with Putin last Monday, almost exactly 1 week ago, the Russian leader has made clear his disdain, even as Trump's own Defense Intelligence Agency predicted that Moscow would continue fighting throughout the war. In the aftermath of the call, Putin has ordered the creation of a security buffer zone." You want to know how much Putin respects Trump? In the days after this call, the heaviest aerial bombardment of the war occurred, with almost 300 drones and nearly 70 missiles and deaths and children being hurt and killed right after Putin got off the phone with Trump. So Putin got off the phone with Trump and thought, I have so much confidence this dumbass dude won't do anything, that I can outsmart him, that I'm going to double and triple down. And you want to know why? It's because Trump is reverse negotiating. The art of the deal, like Trump is doing the reverse of the art of the deal, whatever that would be. The art of the flop, the art of the fold. What he's doing is ceding leverage with everything that he says. So Trump has said multiple times, and the people around him have said multiple times, that if Putin doesn't stop, they're just going to back off. If Putin doesn't stop, the U.S. will have no choice but to leave. What you're signaling to Putin is that if he just continues and continues and continues, that the U.S. will dip, that Ukraine will lose their strongest ally. And Trump, since taking office, has only stopped weapons and intelligence sharing. Over and over, he's demeaned Zelensky, yelled at him in the Oval Office. He hasn't yelled at Putin once. He had one Truth Social post saying, "Stop, Vlad," and that was it. Without further ado, let's watch the multiple clips of Trump speaking about this.
Yeah, I'll give you an update. I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him.
You know, I've been having a little bit of a meta debate with you guys in the audience for a while now, because I think Trump is a malignant narcissist who is only a Russian asset because he's so narcissistic he thinks Putin is basically like an ally. He thinks Putin is somebody who would never do him wrong. A lot of people in the comment section think Trump is being paid off by Putin, like a monthly payment, or that Putin has some sort of sex tape or P tape on Trump. I just think it's malignant narcissism. But the way Trump is speaking, you guys might have a point. You guys might have a point. The way this guy said,
"What the hell happened to Putin? I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all, okay? We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
Bro, what do you mean you don't like it at all? That's what you have to say? This dude called Zelensky a dictator and disrespectful, and he was just demeaning and yelling at Zelensky for way less. Zelensky didn't do anything. Putin is striking cities. He's like, I don't like it. I really don't like it at all. It's like he's telling a young kid to get off his lawn. Bro, you're the president of the United States. Use some of our leverage to protect our allies.
We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
What do you want to do about
and I'm
that?
I'm surprised. I'm very surprised. We'll see what we're going
to
do.
Trump clearly doesn't know his enemy. He doesn't know the first thing about Vladimir Putin. Again, Vladimir Putin's rise to power was predicated on killing, on being deceitful and murderous, being an authoritarian dictator. And this was in 2000. This was in the 90s. Now, Vladimir Putin has consolidated power, is literally launching full-scale invasions of his next-door neighbor in a Hitler-esque way, and Trump is yelling like a grandpa saying, get off my lawn.
What am I going to tell you? You're the fake news, aren't you? You're totally fake.
And then he attacks the news, like Putin would attack the news, brother.
All right, any other questions? I don't like what Putin is doing. Not
I have a question. Why is our president such an idiot?
Even a little bit, he's killing people. And something happened to this guy, and I don't like it.
I'm sorry, but I wish we had the sleepy guy again. At least the sleepy guy kept a steady hand and kept Putin frozen out of the global order. He didn't concede anything to Putin, and here's Trump attacking the more.
Iran talks. I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. I can tell you the Iran talks have been going very well.
And you said you're
and I'd love that to happen, because I'd love to see no bombs dropped and a lot of people dead. I really would like to see that happen. And I think there's a good chance that it could happen.
Bro, when? You said that a while ago. We would like to see that happen as well, but that means you use your leverage and you apply pressure to Vladimir Putin. It's insane the way this administration is so uncoordinated and incompetent. No wonder they can't negotiate anything. Again, I say this all the time, and you guys may be sick of this. I have a lot of different illustrations that I use to talk about this. But when you're trying to gain leverage over someone to win a negotiation, you have to give them things. So here's the thing. Right now, Russia does have leverage. Say this is Russia, this is Ukraine. Russia has more territory. They have more people they can throw into the grinder, and they're willing to do that. Ukraine can get leverage through U.S. funding, U.S. military aid, NATO guarantees, security guarantees, more weaponry. There's so many ways to give Ukraine leverage, but what Trump has done is he's removed leverage. He's removed weapons. Intelligence sharing. He's actually conceded that the U.S. will give up soon. He's conceded that Crimea will never be won over. He's conceded that Ukraine will never join NATO. He's conceded basically everything while not getting anything in return. And this brings me on to Zelensky saying the U.S. silence over Russian attacks are encouraging Putin, which they are. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has alleged that the U.S.'s silence after recent Russian attacks is encouraging President Vladimir Putin following Moscow's largest aerial attack yet. The overnight attack saw Russia fire 365 drones and missiles, the highest number in a single night since Putin launched the full-scale invasion 3 years ago. At least 12 people, including 3 children, were killed and dozens more injured in widespread strikes across Ukraine. They came a day after one of the heaviest assaults on the capital, Kyiv, in months. U.S. President Donald Trump reacted late on Sunday by telling reporters, "I'm not happy with what Putin is doing. He's killing a lot of people." That sounds like him, right? Ukraine's Air Force said that since 2040 on Saturday local time, Russia has carried out strikes using 298 drones, 69 cruising ballistic missiles. In a pointed message to Trump, who has previously claimed that Putin is interested in ending the war, Zelensky said, quote, "The world may go on vacation, but the war continues, despite weekends and weekdays. This cannot be ignored. America's silence and the silence of others in the world only encourages Putin." Zelensky warned that Russia's brutality cannot be stopped without strong pressure on the Russian leadership. Trump's first comments on the latest strikes, which we listened to, he said, "I'm not happy with Putin." It's just absolutely insane to me that Trump is such an absolute blithering idiot. And the thing is, Zelensky's right. If you want to stop Russian authoritarianism and Russian aggression, you have to stop it now before they accidentally hit a NATO country, before they make their way into Europe, and it actually does start World War III. I'm going to leave it there. Again, I'm in my hotel room. I'm going to chill out for the rest of the night. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe, share this around. I'll see you all in the next one. I'm eternally grateful, and we'll continue to build this out. Love you all. Peace out.